Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us, and then lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me. Calixtus walks, packs the table, packed with dusty old scrolls. The sun shines through the window in the tablinum, the paterfamilias' study. Calixtus stands and stares out at the rolled blue hills in the distance. He adjusts the toga clasp on his shoulder. The clients will be arriving soon with all of their scraping and bowing. Turning from the window, the patrician's eye catches a flash of light. Calixtus sighs. Iris has left one of her trinkets, her beauty trinkets, in his study once again. He picks up the silver disc with the rounded handle, a speculum. He spent a pretty penny on this. A speculum, a mirror. Iris's mirror. How many times has Calixtus watched his wife gaze into that polished silver vase, apply her kohl eyeliner? The patrician studies his own dim reflection in the burnished silver, in the speculum. It shows a middle-aged man with a high forehead, lined features. Calixtus's eyebrows are thick and dark. His ears pucker from the sides of his narrow head like half-bloomed flowers. A servant interrupts Calixtus's musings. Master, the first client has arrived. Business calls. The patrician places the speculum, the mirror, on the desk. He strides out into the atrium, his toga swirling. The image of his thin face in the mirror flitting from his mind, forgotten. It's just such a moment that St. James imagines in our epistle reading this morning. James writes, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like." St. James has spent an entire chapter holding up a speculum, a mirror, in front of his readers. He has pointed out their eyebrows and ears. He's pointed out their nose and chin. He has showed them what they look like. People born of the Word of God. See what you look like in the mirror? You look like the Word, like Jesus Christ. You are patient in your sufferings. You refuse to give in to temptation. You have your mouth shut and your ears open. But it is just at this moment that a danger lurks. Everything can go wrong. The servant can come in. Master, the first client is here. And James's listeners can put the mirror down, stride out, toga swirling, and promptly forget what they look like in the mirror. Promptly forget what they look like because of the rush of everyday life. James warns that hearing the word, or you could say seeing the word, gazing into that scriptural mirror and seeing who his listeners are in Christ is not enough. James's listeners must act like they are. They must not only see who they are and what they are in Christ, but they must act like they are in Christ. And like James's first listeners, we've spent the last few weeks of Eastertide looking into the mirror of Scripture. This is, after all, how our lectionary is set up, to place a mirror in front of us to show us what resurrection life is all about. Easter life is all about. We've noted our unique eyebrows and nose and mouth. We've looked at our ears. God has, as we've noted, centered our lives on Christ. He's made us look like Christ. Christ, the rose that does not wilt and fade like the grass of the times around us. Christ, the one whose drum we march to the beat of. We're odd ducks, after all. We live in this world as people who do not make our identities or base our identities based on our desires. God has also made us into the kind of people who, like Christ, work person to person. And God has shown us our ears in the mirror. There your mirrors, your ears are. Put them on. People who are quick to hear and slow to speak. In the mirror, we see who we are as Christians, as Easter people. We are hearers, or you could say seers of the word. Jesus' face. We look in the mirror and we see Jesus. There are his eyebrows, our eyebrows. There is his nose, our nose. There are his ears, our ears. Everything that is true of Jesus is true of us. We are the adopted sons and daughters of God in Christ. Christ has baptized us into his Easter resurrection life. We are one with him, and so we look like Jesus in the mirror. But the danger lurks. The servant appears in the doorway. Master, the first client has arrived. Business calls. Something goes wrong, something goes right. The rush of daily life. And we place the speculum, the mirror, on the desk, and we walk away with a swirl of our toga, and we promptly forget what we look like, who we are in Christ. The image of Jesus in the mirror flits out of our minds. We begin to act like the world around us, like the pagan world around us. We're hearers, or better, seers of the word, but not doers of the word. We've seen our new life in Christ in the mirror, but we walk away and forget who we are. We don't act like who we are. We don't act like Jesus Christ. We can't seem to bridle our tongues as we gossip and backbite. We run towards our temptations, embracing them with open arms, as if we are people in bondage, slaves. And we find ways not to love the people around us, the needy. We look in the mirror and then forget who we are. But this morning, God, by his Spirit, takes up that speculum again, that mirror, and places it before our eyes. Look who you are. See what you are. And don't forget who you are in Christ. Act like it. James writes, "But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing." If anyone thinks he is religious, says James, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain or empty. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So look in the mirror this morning. What do you see? You see your failures? I see mine. But who else do you see? You see a man bridling his tongue, silent before his accusers. He said, "Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Pontius Pilate gawks. The chief priests grit their teeth. And yet Jesus is silent in his humility, bridling his tongue. We look in the mirror and we see a man reaching out a finger towards a stretcher. The teenage boy dead on it. His widow mother writhing and screaming beside the corpse. "Do not weep. Young man, I say to you, get up." The widow's only son sits up. This man visits a widow in her affliction. We look in the mirror and we see a man eating with Zacchaeus, the cheat and gambler with other people's money. We see the same man listening to the drunk peasant trying to keep things together for one more day. We see the man hugging the aged prostitute. He knows them for who they are. He does not romanticize them, but he loves them. He loves them without participating in any of their vices. He keeps himself unstained from the world. He lives the law of liberty so that he is free to love them without giving in to the compulsions and cravings for his own benefit. The lusts of the world, the flesh, and the devil. God lifts a mirror in front of our face this morning. He shows us who we are all over again. We are Jesus' people. We are people baptized into the Word, into Christ. Yes, we have fallen short. But as we look in the mirror, we not only see our mess, we see Jesus Christ once again, the Word of God to us, the one who bridles his mouth, the one who visits the widow and orphan in their affliction, and the one who keeps himself unstained from the world. This is who we are. We are one with Christ. Look in the mirror. Who do you see? Do you see Jesus? That's who your identity is as Easter people. And so be not just a hearer of the Word, a seer in the mirror, but be a doer of the Word as well, entering into the life of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.